one of my students did like, oh, coming to class is like having therapy. And she told me, well, I've never had somebody tell me good things about myself the way you do. When she comes to class, it builds on her confidence, it makes her look at things very differently. So I think that in itself is very rewarding. Hi, my name is Gwen. In 2022, I co-founded Lion City Parkour with my husband, and I'm also the only coach here that teaches the all-women's class. At Lion City Parkour, what we mainly do is we provide classes for folks of all ages. I think our youngest is like 2.5, and our oldest has been 74. Anybody who wants to try parkour can try and do it, and you know, there's no discrimination on age or whatever. We just want to help people feel more like themselves and have fun while doing parkour. When we first dated, I know that he does parkour and all that stuff, right? So I was like, oh, very dangerous. I was a competitive dancer as well. I kept telling my husband, I don't want to break my leg. But he kept persuading me. He was like, no, if you do parkour from the ground up, it's not going to be dangerous, trust me. Then I think slowly, I kind of got into it because I got very close to the people in the class. Then I tried and I was like, yeah, actually quite fun. Scary, but fun. And then my husband, he does this event called Lion City Gathering. So it's Asia's biggest parkour event. Then I think I met my idol there, Hazal. Very starstruck. Oh, you mean girls can jump like that? So, okay, I want to do this properly so that I can, you know, be like a fraction of what she is. When I was first a student, I realised that sometimes during classes, there would be a lot of moves that I would struggle with and that the other females in class would be struggling with me. And then we realised it's because, one, we process things differently sometimes. Two, you know, women's bodies are built very differently. So something that maybe, let's say, a male could get very easily within the first lesson, it might take us months to just understand the move. When I got a bit more experience in parkour, you know, in classes, I'm not coaching, but I would approach my female class like friends. Oh, I think maybe you could try this and, oh, maybe you could try that. And some of them were saying, oh, your advice kind of worked better than the main coach's advice. But I think it's purely because the advice catered specifically to them as a female. From there, I slowly explored the idea. I started to learn skills with, you know, the mindset of how can I break it down further so that other people can also benefit from that knowledge. My lesson plans indoors and outdoors usually don't deviate too much. So usually classes, we start out with about 10 to 15 minutes of conditioning slash warm up. Usually I'll make them do quadrupedal movements because that should be like the basic of the basic that their body should be very much adapted to. Then after that, we'll move to technique training. For myself, I like to stick to a certain number of weeks for a topic so that they can digest it well and they like absorb it better. After the technique training, I'll get them to do like line building. So this is where it's application mode, where they use the moves that they learn with certain constraints. Then they form like what we call a parkour line or parkour flow. They get to exercise their creativity. It's no longer just, oh, coach, feed me information. It's let me just take everything I know now and the world is my oyster. In my experience working with purely females, there's a lot of lack of confidence in general, a lot of negative self-talk, a lot of I should be able to do this but I can't, why can't I? So I think that's one of the aspects that I help them build confidence in as well, so that they can actually be more present in the moment, they can enjoy the moves as they learn it. But the physical way is to make sure that, you know, like they work at where they're comfortable. I always encourage the girls to talk about struggles in class. So they'll talk about it, they'll be like, oh, you know, I thought I was pretty strong upper body wise, but I couldn't get that today, and that really hit me very hard. And sometimes when they talk about it, they start to get a bit emotional. But everybody else would just chime in and be like, yeah, you know, that move is really difficult. You get a deeper sense of community. We all get a little bit closer, you know. I wouldn't have expected to become a parkour coach would lead me to these kind of like very meaningful and very deep friendships. We always try to promote that this is a safe space.
Oh, the community is very friendly, and I would say the emotional well-being part has made me even happier as a person. Yeah, because I have a sport to look forward to every week.
There has been a lot of fear for me to attempt certain moves because of my age, falling down and breaking any bones, but I think that the community has been amazing. They have been very encouraging. So it helps to overcome that fear that you have.
had quite a few ladies inquiring about the class. They actually asked, oh, can girls do parkour? I was like, yeah, of course, you know. But you have to have an open mind and just think about it as coming here to have fun. We want to empower women through parkour because we have experienced it ourselves, you know, and we have felt the benefits of the sport and why we're so thankful to be doing it. I would say I think the most rewarding part of being a parkour instructor is just coming across different individuals. The satisfaction that I get when, you know, they come in and they're like, oh, I'm too weak to do this kind of thing, you know, but I just want to try. And then they start getting move after move after move, and you can kind of see them like light up. I guess it's kind of like changing their lives a little bit. But sometimes they'll come to me and they're like, oh, you know, I never knew I could be so strong, so mobile. As a coach, I learn a lot from them as well. I have a lot of like imposter syndrome and stuff like that. So sometimes I think that can come across in the class. But when I look at them, they're just looking at me like, okay, let's go. So I would think about it, like, you know, if they fully trust me, then why am I not trusting myself? I would go as far as to say that I think it really deeply impacted my life and the way I view myself.